On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Audio Whiplash, as I try not to trample all over Rob's alcoholism.
On the Tall Can
Audio Network.
Thank you very much.
You got it, man. Got a couple of things to get into, not the least of which, something I've just added to my fucking Amazon wish list for Christmas.
Really?
The Golden Girl action figure set.
Okay.
I passed along the article to you. I assume you had a chance to give it a quick scan.
Now, you're talking, that's a young Matt when the Golden Girls are in their 80s. We're talking 86,
am I
87.
Born?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely remember watching the show. I didn't know if it was in reruns or
in syndication, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Later on when, because I'm thinking it's mid to late 80s is the run it was on,
okay.
Right? And so.
But they've got a fucking action figure set.
Yeah.
All dressed up nice. Blanche has got a purse meant for beating people with, I assume.
I don't think so.
Blanche,
I think she's handcuffing eligible older bachelors and hopping right on that. How quick can Blanche whip off her red pantsuit and just...
Hopefully not that quick. You know, yeah.
No, I noticed that there was no male in the four set because... Clearly, Blanche would be. You know what? And really,
is she your favorite?
What are you getting that from me?
No, but she might be mine.
Well, because there was an episode of Blanche. So good old Ruth McClanahan in her 80s aerobics outfit.
Well, that's not good.
I know. I remember whatever age I was.
It's like the Sears catalog from early.
I don't know what that floral. Print thing she's got. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Blanche Devereaux.
Stella.
Okay, the beauty of that is of those four ladies, Estelle Getty is the youngest, or was the youngest. I don't want to kill anybody off.
Sure, yeah, okay.
B. Arthur, Betty White.
Betty White's still out there doing some crazy shit.
Doing some crazy shit. But she's in her 90s, I think.
Got to be close, if not. She was on the roast of William Shatner on the Comedy Network. You see that?
No.
Fuck, she's a dirty old girl.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody's got to have their...
She said, the line that I always remember from it, like I said, so there's a bunch of Star Trek people around, right? It's William Shatner, so what the fuck else has he done? He said, I was actually at William Shatner's wedding, and I caught the bouquet. I'm only hoping to stay alive long enough to catch the cock ring at Sulu's. Yeah, that's a dirty old woman, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cock ring in itself is...
Yeah.
The use of the cock ring. Really?
Getting underused? Overused? What's your problem here?
Well, I think if you're using it at all, it's probably overused.
As a word or as an accessory?
As an accessory. Honestly, what? I just...
Like, this is what I got. You going to deal with it or not?
What is this? What is it? It's not hard enough for you?
Well, lot.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think I got 10 toes and fingers for?
You're getting all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be judging me. Your brain. What am I supposed to do with that?
Speaking of these four crazy old broads.
Yeah, sorry. No,
it's... no, that's where I thought that might go. Somehow. A crazy fucking broad in the U.S.
Ding. Trump voter, likely.
I don't know. She's a vegan. So probably not.
No, she is not. You're talking about Western Pennsylvania woman, Elizabeth Hawks.
Yeah. I don't have her name. Good for you, man. That's research, folks.
Well, I'm out there looking around.
I'm out there,
checking
Jerry.
Shit out.
Crazy bitch.
Getting the pulse of things.
Who's a vegan, which is neither here nor there, except that it's the whole point of the fucking story, is, well, basically lost custody of her child over the fact that she tried to have the fucking kid live on fruits and nuts, basically.
Nuts and berries.
Where do you, because to circle back for people, back in August, we did a show here on Audio Whiplash. I don't believe Rob was on it, where
and
we talked
about. No fucking good.
Way to pump the network.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. Where we talked about
some
crazy motherfuckers who wanted to live independently in Costa Rica but wanted to crowdfund, wanted you to pay for that independence so they could raise their child crazy as shit. The kids were breastfeeding till they were like 5 years old, and then the breast milk was not just used for food. It was also used to treat like eye infections and shit like that. So there are parents out there who are just fucking crazy.
Okay, okay.
This is a little different. It's a little closer to home. There are people living healthy lives, I guess, as vegans.
Absolutely, as vegans, they're living healthy lives. They're supplementing properly. They're doing all they need to do.
So before, this is really because you and I are probably not medical professionals.
I just play one on the internet.
Right. Can you...
Freelance.
I'm a freelance
gynecologist.
I'd wear that t-shirt.
No, you know what? I don't believe that to be true. Because you know what? As a gynecologist...
Better than freelance proctologist.
Exactly. You're not seeing the good ones. You're seeing the ones that... I've got this nasty foaming thing going on.
No one wants to see foaming.
This is exactly...
So turn your t-shirt inside
this
out.
This is exactly right. The freelance gynecologist thing. Forget about it. Not really going in for that.
Can you, as a straight black and white kind of issue, and we both know there's going to be more to it than that, can you put your crazy hippie views on an infant who clearly needs more than that before they're ready to make those decisions?
And you know what?
Because that really is the heart of the issue.
There's a pile of shit going on in this issue, right?
And with the show notes on tallcanaudio.com, we will put the link to the story.
At 11 months old. Yeah, and you can't. But what I'm saying is, you know what? The authorities were notified by her estranged ex-husband.
So is that setting off alarm bells for you that there was more to it than that?
For sure it is.
Okay.
Right? And so government officials are going to step in because – so now at 11 months – now neither here nor there. We can debate what an 11-month-old needs.
Sure.
No other species of animals continues to drink mother's milk past that.
Right.
Okay, so dairy in general, bang, out the window. You've gotten all you need in terms of your immune system, all that sort of stuff where they suggest that you breastfeed early and you do all that sort of stuff. You're going to let people...
We are ignoring a certain amount of evolution
They
here.
Would probably be okay if they were just... pumping the fucking high C or the Hawaiian punch to the kid and feeding him Kraft dinner
Sunny
and pizza pockets for dinner, right? If the kid had,
he'd be okay.
If
I'd
the
be
kid,
fine.
Yeah, for sure he would, man. That's what I'm saying. Is they don't give a shit, right? They'll allow you to mistreat your kid
in the way that they see fit,
nutritionally, right? And you say, well, I can't afford fresh fruit and vegetables because it's expensive, but I can get this 1 gallon.
Pepsi.
Yeah, and I can fucking give my kid that. Don't worry, it's Diet Pepsi. Maybe even caffeine free because I am a conscientious
Pepsi
parent.
Max, yeah.
Right. But I'm going to fire the Mr. Noodles, craft dinner with fucking wieners.
Got a dent in it.
And we're going to.
39 cents.
Come on, what is it? So, in terms of you're not worried about people who give their kid food that is of zero nutritional value, right? Who aren't getting the nutrients they need. But this woman who's going just with nuts and fruits, that's a woman who's got a problem.
What? It is a different form of fucking neglect.
Really? What is it?
You need a certain amount of fucking protein to survive. You need a certain
she
amount of...
She needs to be supplementing. That's
yeah.
what needs to be happening.
So, look, here's the thing. I don't think you get to... I don't really – I could never fucking do it. I don't think you could live the vegan lifestyle until you decide to live the vegan life. Otherwise, we got a couple thousand years of evolution that goes, here's what a human eats. We got a certain spot on the fucking food chain that goes, you need this amount of protein, you need this amount of calcium, you need this amount of vitamin, this, and this.
It's a crazy can you're opening up in terms of where does that protein need to come from? Does it need to be animal-based or can you just get by on – plant-based.
You can't get by on a couple of nuts, apparently.
Okay. And you know what? Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I don't want to get too far.
No,
I don't want to get too far down that alley because I'm not a vegan.
Right.
Right? But there's a reason why, you know, the things that we eat, and if you want to be a slave to the Canada Food Guide, right, which is telling you you need to eat 6 servings of bread.
Right.
And you need 5 more servings of dairy.
Right.
Well, you know what? You don't.
Right.
Right.
Now you
need to get what those things are. And in terms of iron and your oils and your fats, and you need to be getting those from someplace. Right?
Absolutely.
So to me, this is a different issue. Right. She needs to be supplementing. She needs to be doing a bunch of things.
And to me, that's really the issue here is you can't fully – it's almost – and follow me here a little bit. It's almost
– come down the road with me.
It's almost a religion thing. It's almost a – you have to allow your child to reach a certain point and go, this is what's right for me. Because veganism is not what got – the human race to the top of the food. Now, humans also didn't used to be able to just walk in and grab a pork chop already pre-seasoned and whatever. And
or a cob of corn in a bag of sugar
right,
snap peas.
God bless the fact that we can now.
Right. And really that's what it is. Was what was most readily available is you could sling down a whatever the animal is.
Right.
Right. And gut it, roast it, and be done with it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's one of those things where I don't know that it's neglect, but it's you have to, I think, provide a child with a certain amount of here's what historically humans eat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't want to base it exclusively on what historically humans eat because humans will cram any piece of shit in their pie holes.
Agreed.
Yes. You know what? I don't care what it does for me. It tastes good.
You got any wings or anything?
Okay, you know, just don't eat the bone. That's it.
She don't eat meat.
But she sure likes the bone.
And you can then open up this whole other can of worms. And well, in North America, humans eat this. And in Europe and in Asia and in Africa.
So you know,
in Africa,
pig,
they
you
don't
know,
eat fucking eat anything.
But you know, pig is the closest thing to human flesh that you can possibly eat.
Yeah.
Other than human flesh. And that's why it's the closest thing to actually being human flesh that isn't human flesh.
Right.
And so when you roll in for your ham and scallop potatoes this Easter, right?
Yeah.
And you pile back, man, that sugar honey sugared spiraled ham you get going there and you pile a bunch
it
of that back.
It could be just as easily a piece of Rob's ass.
And this is it. You know what? And there's a reason why, you know what, in 45 minutes to an hour, your guts are going,
please don't eat this again.
Well, what it's saying is because it.
That ain't right, man.
It takes it in that quickly that it just, your
yeah.
Your system is just tired from assimilating that quickly. Because it's the same.
So what, let's circle back to where we started then. How do you see this woman? Okay. Did she do anything wrong?
Yeah. I think she didn't cross all her T's and dot all her I's and touch all the bases as she went around.
Can a vegan parent, let's say two vegan parents, because the divorce angle that you brought up earlier is interesting. Maybe he's just being a shithead trying to get the kid back.
It's her sister-in-law. It's her estranged husband. It's a bunch of things.
Can a set of vegan parents raise an infant vegan?
Absolutely. Now, it can't just be on nuts and fruit, right? Anybody, you have a niece. We have friends, mutual friends who have small children.
Yep.
You feed those kids vegetables, and they're making their own baby food, too. It's not like you're buying the Gerber stuff where you're not sure or what do you know.
Right, yeah.
So you know what? They're eating vegetables, all those things. She needs to be – you and any vegan parent – and I'm not a vegan, folks.
Right, right.
I dabble at times
– veggie.
Vegetarian, right, with a little fish. Just makes me feel better.
Right.
Right? But the reality is – you can do that, but you need to be supplementing. You need to be touching all your bases, and you need to be dedicated. To me, it sounds like this woman, and it sounds like I'm only getting this.
CBS news
article, right?
Right.
And it's saying that she's only giving him her baby this. No,
the
you
kid's
absolutely
getting
fucking
rashes
can.
And,
well,
yeah.
Okay, and she's saying an allergy, and it may very well be an allergy to the Brazilian nuts that she's given him. I have no idea.
Right.
Right. There was my oldest child, who's now 16. There was another woman who was pregnant at the same time who worked at a local health food store who, you know, loaded up on nuts.
Right.
Right. Of all kinds because of the great nutritional value that brought to, and it was going to help her with her pregnancy. Her kid has a
nut allergy?
A fatal nut allergy.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck.
And I look at that and go, okay, we didn't do any of those things.
Yeah.
And my kid has no allergies, right? You just eat normal or whatever it was. And so to me, I look at that and go, yeah.
I don't want to go too far down this road, but what do you think, because this wasn't at all on the topic list, but –
we don't care about that.
I don't remember going to school with one kid
allergy. Not one kid in any
where
of
my
elementary
school. You couldn't bring peanut butter
school.
To school. And now that's like no one can take peanut butter to school.
How about no watermelon or kiwis?
Right.
Or anything, because there's an allergy to that.
I just and I sympathize and I get why they're doing it.
And
where
again,
do you think that comes from?
Well, what it comes from is the sheer volume of parents who, you know what, as you said, people who grew up with people your age and my age and were of a slightly different.
Sure.
All those people have now become fucking helicopter parents. Everything is washed meticulously. How much dirt did you eat as a kid, right? Honestly.
More than I'm proud of.
Well, this is it. Well, that's having your face rubbed in the sandbox.
Sure.
No, but this is it, right?
And why can't we just have a nice conversation?
But yeah, none. And it's come from over sanitizing.
So you think that's what it is? The species is weakening.
No, not me.
Okay, well, you're gonna die soon. As I'm
closing in on pension
soon.
Wage. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember all these sorts of things, and I'm sure they existed.
Yeah, but in way smaller numbers.
It can't be as simple as
you and I.
You're washing your kid's hands too often.
washing your kids' hands, everything. Everything is just, I think, overly sanitized.
Everything. Because, like, you can't go into a public school anywhere now and not see signs.
You and I just spent a weekend.
Yeah.
As outpatients.
We ran a sports training camp in a facility that had a very specific.
It's a residential high school.
Yeah.
Facility. And so we obviously, while we're there just for the weekend, we have to abide by all of the codes. And man, you can't
do anything.
Nothing. Nothing. Now, I'm sure they're not worried about throwing feces or jerking off in any of this place. I'm way more
concerned.
Thank
God for that.
Just had a hell of a weekend.
Well, and there's no mention of blood in there anywhere. But yeah, no, and it's strict.
Yeah.
And it's not just, and I remember last year running the same, and I showed up and went, huge bag of peanuts, just insensitive bastard, just sitting in somebody else's dorm room, pounding a bag of peanuts. But yeah, so I woke up in the morning on Saturday, meals are all provided,
right?
Great bagels and cereal. And so I'm out in the common area kitchen and I'm toasting a couple of bagels and go grab the peanut butter, and it's Wow butter.
I can't believe it's not. Wait, I completely believe it's not butter.
and to me, and anybody out there, I think it's a soy or it's a
yeah.
It's meant to simulate peanut butter. Wow. No, it's not. And now you know what? And I was very familiar with it because both my kids, my son went through a period where, when he was told, yeah, you can't eat peanut butter at school, but we can give you this.
Right. I wouldn't have lived, man. I alternated, you know, we would have peanut butter sandwiches in elementary school through, you know, a couple days a week, bologna maybe, yeah. Right? Like okay. a ham sandwich, whatever.
You want to know, because now, you know what? I'm going to throw my mom under the bus totally here, right?
But she's a sweet lady.
Yeah, okay. But she's
old school.
Foisted three sons onto the world who...
I don't know. One of them's a delight.
Yeah. One of them's a fella. So my lunch used to come in. Now, mom is, you know, farm stock, was a member of 4-H growing
stock,
up.
Stock? Really? Stock?
Yeah. Farm stock.
All right.
And so.
Remind me to skip that concert.
My lunch would show up in a milk bag.
Okay.
Okay. Not a milk bag, but those three individual.
Yeah.
So she'd cut the top off of it. I'm not buying any Ziploc bags. I'm not buying any sandwich bags. She cut the beauty of that is the bread you buy doesn't really fit into that. You got to kind of cram it in, right? And so then she would dutifully fold down the top.
Yeah. Staple it. Something?
Okay. Nope.
Tape?
No. Right. Nothing.
So stale.
So by the time I grabbed that bad boy at 11:45, it felt like the one half close to the top was toasted, but not. Peanut butter and honey, half toasted, half not.
That's a good sandwich. A little honey on there.
Okay.
Yeah, a little something.
One piece of fruit.
Yeah.
And then a thermos, likely with no seal on it, right? So it's now warm and it's. Hardy stock. Yeah. Hardy. You got the immune system is strong.
Yeah. All right.
No fucking around.
It's half full of dirt.
What is this? I have no idea. And that's just lunch, folks.
Yeah.
I got no idea.
We ate dinner on the floor.
I have no recollection of what happened. The cat and I ate of the same dish. I'm almost positive.
It's kind of fucked up, man, that this is where we're at, where...
But
you
my
could
original
send a kid
point,
off to school, and he may not come home if someone else had a peanut butter sandwich. How weak are you? There's a certain amount of, and I hate to say it because, you know, I know people with these hours, but there's a certain amount of, you know what? you're doomed, man. Yeah. Like, this is, sorry, but
if you can't fend on your own, hey, you know what? We all have our own disabilities.
Sure. No one is shoving
peanut
butter.
We all have our own issues.
No one's shoving a peanut butter sandwich down your throat. If you can't be in a room where someone else had peanut butter yesterday.
Yeah, but while you're
come
sleeping,
on,
we're
man.
Spreading your cheeks and we're rubbing it around the rim of your hole.
We aren't. Okay. One of us might be.
Matt's just holding the cheeks.
Yeah, I've got a heart.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not doing the deed. All right. Yeah. So
you're weak, man.
But
you're weak.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Not you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Come on.
I knew you weren't talking about me. No, but to me,
life's gonna be tough.
I cycle back to my original point, and so this woman, Elizabeth Hawks, who we don't have the full story, but just what
we'll
we're
have
getting
her on someday.
Right. There's a whole bunch of alarm bells going off there, but to me, it's the amount of nutritional neglect that goes on.
Yeah.
Right. Beyond this, right, is, you know.
You have the right to try and raise your child a certain, but you have a responsibility to make sure
right.
they're still getting.
Right. And so to me, she can, and any other vegan parent. But to me, if she's only eating nuts and berries too, well, or fruits.
What the fuck's her breast milk worth?
Well, no, I don't think she's breastfeeding at all now.
Right, well, that was part of the story was, you know, they tried to paint as a for this long, they can get by on this, right? Like, I don't remember the exact details, but for the first 6 to 8 months, your kid can get by on breast milk and lightly supplemented with this and that. But
right. And that's all I'm saying is, you know what, if you are using some kind of, and I've dabbled in as somebody who's taken
homosexuality.
Yeah. Well, hey. Experimentation.
College years.
No penetration, right? That's how that goes.
A little game called Just the Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Just the tip. I'm a giver.
The yeah, tip's okay. All I got to give.
But that's it. That's it. There's tops and there's liars. That's what they say. So I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's... As and to me, this has ran its course mm-hmm. for me, this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just couldn't remember what the other one was.
You know what? I'm interested in finishing, and the amount of time we devote to it is irrelevant, right?
Yep.
But the whole Montreal police.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And how they were monitoring, I think his name is Lagasse.
Yep. Manny Legacy.
Yep. Martin Lagasse. A La Presse journalist, right, who had contacts.
Like most journalists.
Right. And to me, you're the freedom of press, right, the fact that your sources will rename anonymous, remain anonymous, rename.
No, not rename.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I said rename originally, yeah. But I think I've had a stroke.
Oh, well, that's not so good.
Or the first time. It's okay. Carry on. No, and so the Montreal police, not happy with the unflattering and charges that have been laid, right, against Montreal police officers.
Well, because we've kind of covered this before on this show, just in the sense of where does technology and the law kind of cross paths, right? Where do these things meet? In the sense that we've seen the FBI put pressure on Apple to unlock phones for them and Apple's swearing they have to protect privacy and these sorts of things until you can swear this person's fucking guilty.
Patriot Act, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're up here, north of the 49th, and...
Oh, where everything is good.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Montreal Police Department being able to, A, turn on the GPS... remotely of a as a journalist to see where he's going. Yeah, La Presse journalist to see where he's going, where he's been, follow him around. And, you know, be able to see what calls are coming in and out,
and
these sorts of things. Monitor his iPhone.
Yeah, who his sources are,
right.
Because he has had some sources that are ratting out
yeah.
Montreal police officers
yeah.
who have then in turn been charged.
And so the cops would like him to go away and would like him to no longer have those sources. And it's one of those things where it's a little bit fucked up when you see, especially if it happens over and over and over, the same journalists talking about their sources and their whatever, and you get to a point where it's like, I would love to know who the fuck that guy's talking about, but you don't get to.
That's how freedom of the press.
Right. That is one of the biggest things that is the
that's what it's built upon.
The media is supposed to inform a democracy. And every time that gets infringed upon,
the Fifth Estate.
Yeah. And it's got to matter. It's got to be important to you or it isn't. But
in a free and open democratic state, right, it is vital. That's, we just spent a previous episode, the previous episode, yeah, of Audio Whiplash, yeah, talking about an independent free media that is able to express opinions, right? Whereas now you have now you have the Montreal Police Force saying, yeah, you know what?
It'd be better for us if you didn't talk
about
that.
Don't point that free and independent shit towards us.
Right.
We're trying to keep bad people at bay. Well,
and
you know
that
what?
Is the counter argument.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes the bad people,
mm-hmm,
are wearing the badge.
Yep. No, it's true. And so you get to this point where it's, what's your privacy worth to you compared to what your safety's worth to you? And that's something that I think society over the next several months
and
years.
In the British legal system, the burden of proof is on the accuser. If you can't prove that,
right,
fucking work harder.
No, and that's where we're at, right? Like that's at this point, how do you measure your safety versus your privacy? And we've had that conversation before on this show, and that's not the road we need to necessarily go straight back down here tonight, but it's one of those things where you go, well, what the fuck? Whose side am I supposed to be on? You're supposed to trust the police, but they're now chasing a fucking reporter to go, nah, you know what? We'd just rather know who your sources are, and we don't really, if you don't want to tell us, then we'll just find out for ourselves.
Right. And you know what?
That shit's not okay.
It behooves the legal system, and that's the police, and that's all that along that line of the, but you have to be better. Because you know what? It's one of those things where you
wouldn't
go,
they tell you to play the devil's advocate, and you know this isn't how I feel, but to play the devil's advocate, wouldn't they tell you this is them being better? We're following every avenue. We're going down every possible road we can.
So when you break the law,
yeah,
to enforce the law,
yeah,
to me that's no good. What? So then there's degrees of breaking the law? And you know what?
That's how journalism breaks down, right? Once it's no longer safe to talk to a reporter, I won't talk to a reporter.
Right. Right.
And so the
Montreal Police Force.
Yeah.
Then I'm looking at that going, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening to the Montreal Police Force.
It's probably not
happening just about everywhere else. And yeah, you know what? When it comes down
looking
to
at you, Fenland Falls.
Yeah. Right there.
The OPP.
Yeah. Which I think is Peterborough Lakes. OPP. Kawartha
Lakes.
Yeah. Kawartha Lakes, yeah. OPP.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry.
We got respect for
you, Kawartha Lakes. That's a made-up amalgamated piece of shit.
So happy to have Peterborough lumped in.
Yeah, exactly. Driving. Well, no, it's not lumped in.
It is.
Kawartha Lakes is a neighboring
municipality.
We're not lumped in with that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even in Peterborough. But
anymore.
The patch doesn't go in for that. No, but so what I'm saying is, hey, is it interesting or do you find it a coincidence that this kind of story pops up with a reporter who is investigating police corruption?
Yeah.
Not one of those many, many Quebec journalists who are investigating bike gangs, organized crime.
That's right.
Oh, you're not checking those guys out, are you?
Right.
Or that's not coming to light. It's the one who's actively involved in seeking out police corruption.
Yeah, we don't want that guy to get too many sources, get
right.
too far.
Hey, and who are their sources? Because we want to root out those amongst us.
Yeah. You're making us look bad.
Yeah, don't do that shit. Because you know what? You know in sports when you talk about, the back of the card doesn't say,
Yeah.
Just says how many, doesn't say, right? And that's the thing. police forces, I think, are very focused on how many. Not how many good ones, not how many highly real ones. Got to throw a couple under the bus. Yeah, a couple guilty, a couple not guilty people go to jail. Well, it's convictions.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Right. So what do you think here? Is there...
We're going to open up. We're going to pull a whole bunch. Yeah, we're going to get a couple innocent guys too. But you know what? The vast majority are going to be guilty.
I'm
be
on,
better, man. Be better.
I'm on record here several times, several places on this network as being a pro-independent media guy, right?
Well, you can't go. You can't do your education on that. And you can't make any kind of living doing whatever.
But let's be fair. I'm not a journalist. I didn't study journalism. I studied broadcasting, and those are different.
True.
So, but I don't believe you can have an informed democracy.
But yeah, we just covered that.
Sure. And so I'm just circling back to say that that's where I'm. Do you think at some point, at some level, when do the cops get to, does there have to be, you know, unblinking proof? This guy's guilty. You've got to open his phone for us. We already know he's guilty. We know it was him. Now you've got to, or at some point, do the cops got to be able to go, yeah, no, fuck. We got reasonable doubt. You got to let us in. Just like you would give us a warrant for his house, you got to give us his phone to a judge, right? Like it gets really tough.
Well, and you know what? Warrants need to be granted. And again, you know, there's like 20
and
of them.
That's fucked too.
Right? And yeah. So, and to me, you look at, and shit's going to come to a head there in Montreal on this.
Yeah.
Right? You have the mayor weighing in. You now have provincial politicians who are weighing in on this. It's come to light. And I think law enforcement probably has to toe the line.
Push love it, isn't always push on it time.
Right. Push it slightly.
Yeah.
But you have to remain within the law. You are not above the law.
Right. Because it is interesting. You point out that they're coming after the guy who's looking at them.
Right.
In a year from now, you might need that guy who's got a source on the other side, and he's going to go, yeah, fuck you, right?
Not just him.
Right.
Anybody.
Sure.
Who wants to
trust
deal with that?
I don't trust the media anymore. I can't come to you because you might be being watched by the cops or vice versa. Yeah, it works in a lot of directions.
And to me, that is, you got to be better.
Yeah. Anything else on that, man? Because it's and look, we could go down that fucking rabbit hole all night and it's not a, but.
Well, I could just get angrier. It's no, man. That's all. That's all I got. But you know what? That is a story that I don't think is out there. I don't think enough people are aware of that story.
And we've tried to cover it here a little bit before. We've talked about the FBI and the iPhones.
We've talked about the states.
To keep coming at you.
Right? We've talked about the states.
That's a good point.
And we've shone a light on all kinds of issues in the states, right?
It's right here.
This shit happens here.
Yep.
Right? And in terms of police forces and in terms of shoddy police work,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Nobody, like politicians, nobody goes into politics with the idea of not doing a great job.
Right.
Nobody enters the police force with the idea of not doing a great job.
Yeah.
Right? They're all out there. They're all out there doing their best to, air quotes, serve and protect.
Yeah, so I don't blame the cops. But
you know what?
You can get a judge to say yes, then psh. Power
but you know what?
You.
I am going to go on record here and say police forces in general, be fucking better.
Yeah.
Be better. That's all it is. If there is not a case, you don't fucking press it. You don't go with it. And you wait because it'll come. Or it won't.
Right. And that's the problem is we get a lot of cops that are looking for, hey, I pulled you over because I thought you were drunk. I'm going to break into your phone. Oh, it turns out you're a weed dealer. Hey, those things aren't related, and you don't get to fucking, you know, discovery is a very different thing when...
Right. And so not only are we not doctors,
yeah,
we're not lawyers either, right? But...
Soon.
Yeah.
Internet lawyers, yeah. Internet doctors.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix University.
DeVry, man. It's like serious about success.
Okay, there you go.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Peace.
That's Audio Whiplash. We'll see you.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.